Welcome to Stoner Chicks, the podcast for stoners by stoner chicks. Well, I'm Stephanie Thompson.
I'm Grace Penzel.
I'm Phoebe Richards.
And I'm Kayla Deal.
And howdy, howdy. I hope all y'all are hollering and dollaring.
What's dollaring?
Yeah. Like making money.
Fuck yeah. Hope you're out there dollaring.
Yeah. What are you guys packing in your bowls today?
Well, I ain't been smoking. I just been dollaring.
Dollaring, Kayla.
You've just been working. You haven't been smoking.
Oh, no. I've been smoking. And in fact, I just took a little microdose of something else, a little flashier.
What?
Allegedly.
Oh. Allegedly.
Maybe Kayla's feeling like a little bit of a fun guy. Well, Phoebe here, just with regular old weed, and I'm smoking what I am pretty sure is pink certs in my bong, in my B-bong.
In your B-bong. I'm actually smoking out of a new little pipa that Jeff got. It's very colorful. It's got all sorts of different speckled dots in this glass little pipe.
I love speckled dots.
I'm actually smoking a lower shelf sativa right now. It's from Bodega Buds. It's called Sour Cough. So That's what I'm hitting right now. What about you, Steph?
I'm still hitting the Skittles.
Skittles.
Skittles. And it's fun. Took a little, I'm puppy sitting, and I took a little token walk and with the puppers and feeling.
I love a token walk.
Feeling good.
I like many a tokes and walk.
Yeah.
Many a new tokes will please your day. And many a new days will be brightened in April by the Stoner Chicks. That's right. We are going to be performing for you for the 420 holiday. First of all, on 418, you're not going to want to miss this. We haven't performed all live together improv in person since 2022, we are going to be at the Hereafter, the Crocodile. It's such a cool theater on 418. It's a 420s Eves show. And we have Alyssa Yeoman opening for us. They're an incredible stoner stand-up comic. I've seen them do stand-up and it's absolutely hilarious. Tickets are only $15 online if you buy them ahead of time. You can head over to our website, stonerchickspodcast.com, to buy tickets today. You're not going to want to miss this, folks.
And we're kicking off the Stoner Chicks World Tour 2024 after a two-year hiatus.
Yeah, the second stop is on 419, where we'll be coming right at you over Twitch. Coming at you, coming at you, coming at you.
Yeah, we're actually coming at you as Twitch affiliates these days. So you can actually...
You heard that right.
Okay. If you can't buy a ticket to our 418 show, you can still support us by attending our annual 420s Eve show on Twitch. We're Twitch affiliates now, so you can actually like buy a badge or a subscription and help support us. And it's going to be a ton of fun. Sesh out with us there.
We're going to be in person and I'm going to be there. I'm risking my life to come up to Seattle for this weekend. Yeah. And I can't freaking wait to fuck shit up with you guys on stage and on Twitch.
And on Twitch, twitch.tv/stonerchickspodcast. Hey, listen, sign up for a Twitch account today, right when you're hearing this, and follow us and sign up for alerts for when we go live. That way, you don't even have to remember about this. You'll just get a notification when it's time.
You know what else they should go sign up for?
What?
They should go sign up for Patreon, where they can support us in oh so helpful of ways, as well as get so much more content.
Yeah, we have at this point over 60 bonus episodes that we have built up over on Patreon. We have new bonus episodes coming out every month, as well as new benefits that we're going to be rolling out for higher subscription levels.
We'll be rolling.
But even at the very lowest level, even just at $3 a month,
you get access to our Stoner Chicks Hotbox Discord, a shout out on the podcast, and bonus episodes every month, plus our whole back catalog of our monthly bonus episodes for that level. So tons of fun stuff happening over there. And we're rolling out even more, like,
keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Phoebe, what is the thing that you're going to start doing?
Oh, we're going to start having recs, monthly recommendations of things we're watching, maybe things we're putting in our mouth, putting in our brain.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say butt. Thank you for saying brain.
If I have a recommendation of something I put in my butt, I will share it on that.
Patreon is where we share more intimate details about ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's true. And we'll stop boring you with all of these plugs. We want to dive into the meat of the episode, but thanks so much for supporting us. We can't wait to see you guys either on Patreon or in person or on Twitch. There's so many times that we get to interact with you. We love our community. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I love 420. Gosh, it's such a great time of year for me now.
Yeah, we've made it into a really great holiday. Also, do you guys think I should bring more like shock jock energy to my podcast persona?
No, please don't. I worked for 7 years under like the Seattle's most famous shock jock, and I have no interest in participating in that. But you know what I do like to participate in? And speaking of Grace saying our community emails me high thoughts all the time. And I think it's time for High Thoughts with Stephanie. This one is another high thought on Instagram. You don't have to email me at stonerchickspodcast@gmail.com, but you can. You can also go on the Instagrams and send it to me that way too. This is from Cheyenne. And if you are a avid listener of the podcast, a couple episodes we had Phoebe led Sax Life, and we got a high thought response to that. And I thought it would be fun to read from Cheyenne. I suppose this would be a good transition into a high thought, or rather a high question. Ooh. If a trumpet and a saxophone had a baby, what would this new instrument look like?
Ooh.
And I was just spitballing in my head, like, would it be a saxopit or would it be a trumpophone? Just name alone.
I think it could be either. Maybe it depends on which way, like which is the...
Which part is the trumpet and which part is the saxophone?
Which instrument carries it? Is that like which instrument creates it in itself?
I think it would look like a soprano saxophone, like Kenny G style, but with a wide trumpet front, like horn.
Oh, like a bigger flare on the thing. But I like this question. Maybe that you have the supposition that there would be a gestation period
Are they born of eggs?
Offspring was birthed. Yeah.
Everyone knows a trumpophone hatches from an egg.
Well, I've been breeding saxopits, and they're actually, I imagine it's the trumpet mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. And then you still have the little fingeries, the four buttons. But then it goes into like almost like a elephant trunk of a saxophone. Oh. And then you can still use your other hand.
Oh, to do what?
To do the saxophone buttons.
You know what? That sounds almost exactly like a French horn.
No, but the French horn does a loop-de-loop. This one goes down like a trunk.
Yeah, just slithers like a snake.
I see.
Swings like a duck.
Thank you, Cheyenne, for that just wild,
that was fun.
Wild line of thought.
Well, I thought it was apropos to the upcoming stuff that's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have upcoming classical music segment, Get Beethoven. But before that, I wanted to insert another kind of high thought / question. This was posed in an Instagram Live, and I'm so sorry because I said that I was going to screenshot it, and then I don't think that I actually did, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, that's the stoner chick way.
I can't tell you exactly who sent this.
But thank you.
But thank you, and what I do know is that the question, I want to say it was maybe Joanna. Anyway, it was in an Instagram Live. And the question was, if you had a Santa snack, what would your Santa snack be? Like, basically, like, if you were a mythological...
Oh, what would be my milk and cookies?
What would be your milk and cookies? What would be your cryptid
Phoebe here
thing that you... Yeah.
Pizza Phoebe. And Diet Coke.
I knew it was going to be pizza. I knew it.
Mine would be noodles with butter and Parmesan and a glass of red wine.
Wow. Okay. That is absolutely incredible. I think that mine would probably be limon Lay's potato chips and a Sprite.
Okay. Stephanie?
Steph.
Honestly, the food that immediately came to mind is a food I only get in my stocking and my mom makes me and I beg her for it every year. She asks me what I want for Christmas and I ask for this one fucking thing and it's dried pears. I love dried pears. It's probably like, if there was like a trail of dried pears in a forest that led to a dried pear house and a witch
lived there.
That
would be your witch. Yeah, I was going to say that's your witch house.
I would go in there and get cooked. But anyway.
Oh, I thought that was your witch house. Sorry, I misunderstood. Yeah.
But it would definitely be dried pears and then like a refreshing beer. Those would be like the things you would leave out for me.
Of course. Of course.
I'll take any pizza, but I will full on judge you for the quality of the pizza.
Like if you only take one bite out of a pizza like that has pineapple on it or something.
Well, I love pineapple. So give me the pineapple, but it just needs to be good. Thin crust, good sauce, good cheese, good toppings.
You learn the Phoebe lore in order to please the Phoebe and get the good gifts from the Phoebe.
The better the pizza to Phoebe's liking, the better the gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
The less of your children's blood I will drink.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh dear.
So thank you so much. You can hit up the Instagram Lives or DM us on Instagram to give us saxophone suggestions and high thoughts.
Yes.
We got a lot of saxophone suggestions. Like, this is probably the most responsive the community of the Stoner Chicks podcast has ever been. Like, everyone leapt to talk about the saxophone, which was really exciting.
We're a sexy community, apparently. It's real, get sexy with it.
It's, we got an appreciation for music, this group of listeners and stoners.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, let's transition right into Get Beethoven.
Ooh.
Welcome to Get Beethoven. That's right. We talked about saxophone music recently, but now we're talking classical. This is also sort of a little bit of a thing I saw while I was high, because while I was in Santa Fe, I got really high and went and watched the Brentano String Quartet with my mother at the New Mexico Museum of Fine Art. It was put on by Pro Musica in Santa Fe. And I not only took a little edible before going, but as we were walking in, my mom was so much more cool with me smoking on this trip than ever before. So I just vaped as we were walking up to the doors to the quartet. And what I saw was this string quartet that started in the 90s in New York. It was Mark Steinberg and Serena Kanin on violin, Misha Amory on viola, and Nina Lee on cello. And Nina Lee is who I'm really going to focus on, because I think what I've realized over time is that cello is my favorite string instrument.
It was my instrument in school.
Oh,
really?
Cool.
Yeah, I played the cello.
Cool.
Wow.
And something that I observed from Nina that we're going to dive into that I want to ask you about too, Stephanie, is it's such an expressive instrument physically, and something that I call now the cello headbang.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get into it?
I played around with it. So I did cello for quite some years. I never took it into high school, but I did it for like at least 4 or 5 years. And I picked it originally because it was just big, but I the bass was too big for me. So I picked the cello and I was always third chair. I never got any better. So just FYI. But I did get theatrical with it because I thought my teacher liked that and would up my grade, even if I technically wasn't that accurate.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, I am glad to hear about your experience with cello. I'm going to be playing some classical clips for you today.
Please.
So to start out, I want to, they played three short pieces, the last of which was sort of the most cheery. This is a piece by Felix Mendelssohn, Quartet in D Major, Opus 44, Number 1. And this part that I'm going to play for you was supposed to be hearkening to the fairies and sprites that would appear in A Midsummer Night's Dream that he wrote in 1843. So this piece came out in, I think, 1844. So that is the one of the pieces that I heard. That's not them playing it, but that was just a little snippet.
Beautiful. I could just see the little fairies and sprites dancing around
on A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah, I was in that play three times throughout.
Really?
By the time I graduated high school.
Were you Helena?
No, I was never Helena. I was Titania. Flute and bottom.
Oh my God, cute. What I would give to see a little Phoebe as bottom.
Oh my God, that would be so cute.
So cute.
The other piece that really hit me that I listened to that they played was by Shostakovich. They played String Quartet Number 8 in C minor, Opus 110. This was much more somber and it was a dedication to the victims of fascism and war. Basically, this quartet was written in 3 days in July 1960 when Shostakovich was working on the music for a Soviet film about the destruction of Dresden during World War II. He also wrote this at a time when he was reflecting on death, and he wrote in a letter to his friend, "I reflected that if I die someday, then it's unlikely anyone will write a work dedicated to my memory, so I decided to write one myself." So this piece is really kind of heavy and intense, and I did actually cry while listening to it. This is not the quartet that I saw playing it, but this is that piece.
Got it.
Yeah. So that's that.
That's so beautiful. I love that.
I love watching musicians play together. And like, we talked about this, I think, in the sex episode a little bit, but watching them watch each other and like how they're listening to each other and in sync with each other at the same time. It's remarkable.
Yeah. And it felt like to me, like they were almost acting it, like yeah. acting the piece. Like, did they get that sense that they were like, that they were acting?
Yes, it was. It was acting. And so I was really intrigued because the woman that I saw playing cello was acting so beautifully. And so I want to show you a little video of her playing
yeah.
now. So this is the Brentano Quartet. This is who I actually saw playing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nina Lee headbanging, doing the cello headbanging. That piece was Schumann String Quartet in A major, Opus 41, number 3.
Of course.
So, of course.
Yeah, we knew that.
So, Nina Lee, did you see her?
Oh, yeah.
I can see why you cried watching this group.
Yeah. So, her playing that dirge song, that song that was like almost a self-requiem, was what was so moving to me. And so I went down a rabbit hole. First, I watched an interview with her, and then I went a little further. But before we dive into that, I think we need to take a smoke break.
Fuck yeah.
Welcome back from your smoke break, stoners.
We all did it.
We all did it. We toked and we roasted, and here we are again talking Get Beethoven. And I'm here to discuss cellist Nina Lee. So I learned a little bit about Nina. She began learning cello in public school in Chesterfield, Missouri at the age of 10. Then she left home as a teenager and studied at the Curtis Institute of Music. Then she got her bachelor's from Juilliard and started performing in music festivals. In 1999 was when she joined the Brentano Quartet, and she has performed with them throughout North America, Australia, New Zealand, England, France, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. In addition, she has not only recorded the music of Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven, but has also championed new music represented in her quartets, commissioned works of Stephen Hartke, all of these, just a lot of people. So,
all the Stevens.
She is also a teacher and teaches chamber music for Princeton and Columbia universities, and is currently coaching chamber music at the Yale School of Music, Brentano Quartet is in residence. So she's really cool, and she's a mom, and she did this really sweet interview with these little girls at a school, and I wanted to play just a clip of that for you.
Even if you don't get paid to create something, everybody should do it. Because I'm learning as I'm getting older that I'm a better person if I'm either making something or being very close to someone making something or creating something. It sort of keeps me alive and connected.
So I thought that that was very nice. She's just, that's the kind of,
so cute.
That's the kind of person she is. And here's a little bit of her just playing solo at the beginning of this clip. So that's Nina Lee. She talks to these little girls about like just really dedicating yourself to your craft. I would suggest listening to this whole interview. It's from some YouTube channel called I Am Every Girl. But yeah, Nina Lee. And she cites as one of her inspirations in the classical world, as a woman who inspires her in the world of classical music, a woman named Maren Alsup, who is a conductor. And so I looked up Maren Alsup and just uncovered her as an incredible person who I think might have like low-key in some ways, not bad, not the bad ways, but like I think Tar was inspired off of her just like a little bit because she's also a queer woman.
The movie Tar.
Yeah, yeah, the character Tar. Mm-hmm. But I don't.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, I think a lot of people aren't.
Kate Blanchett played a terrible female conductor, but I don't think that Maren Alsup, I'm not trying to slander anyone. I don't think Maren Alsup's like a bad person. It just, they share in common that they're,
you know what, can I, up.
I know, I don't know why I'm even saying this. Can I just say about her? Okay. After failing three times to win admission to Juilliard's conducting program, Alsup founded the New York String Ensemble in 1981, the Female Jazz Ensemble String Fever, and in 1984, Concordia, a 50-piece orchestra specializing in 20th century American music. This is all from Wikipedia. She was the first woman to win the Koussevitzky Prize for conducting and the first conductor to be awarded a MacArthur Fellowship. She's music director laureate of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and chief conductor of the Vienna Radio Symphony Orchestra, the Ravinia Festival, and the Polish National Radio Symphony Orchestra. She was the first woman to be the music director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and is also queer, is a lesbian, and has come under a lot of flack, unfortunately, in her. It says, since 1990, Kristen Gerscheidt, a horn player, has been Alsup's partner. While Alsup was conducting the Colorado Symphony, of which her partner was a member, their relationship provoked controversy. Alsup responded that the relationship predated her appointment to lead the orchestra and had no bearing on her job performance. So there, I guess, was some controversy there. I only say that it harkens to Tar because Kate Blanchett plays a queer female conductor who gets in trouble for having relations with people that are in her orchestras.
Well, it sounds like this movie is about her.
Well, anyway, I wanted to play a clip of an interview that she did where she was talking about how realistic conductors are in different film adaptations, since we're BuzzFeeds and we're film buffs in that way, sort of.
Yeah, what about Mr. Holland's Opus?
So that is the clip that I want to play. So here we go. We are going to hear.
What about Mr. Holland's Dopus?
Ooh. Or something.
Conducting is all about separating your hands so that you can create two different worlds. The right hand controls the pulse, the beat, and has to be in a pattern. A four pattern, two, three, four. A three pattern, one, two, three, or two pattern. And the left hand is all about emotion, about gesture, about dynamics. This is getting louder. This is getting softer. There's a lot that the musicians read from our faces, but mostly it's working on this independence of hands, which he doesn't exhibit whatsoever in this clip. We know that this is a sort of a very empowering and emotional scene. But from watching his gestures, we really wouldn't know that.
So,
Richard Dreyfuss.
Basically, she rips on Richard Dreyfuss a little as she's talking about Mr.
He obviously did no research before he did that.
It sure doesn't look like he did.
Yeah. She also talks about how much she loves Jack Black's approach to music in School of Rock when he's teaching the kids.
That's a great movie. I love that movie.
It is. So I thought we would watch a little clip of Maren Alsup conducting.
Oh, man, I thought we were going to watch School of Rock. Just kidding. I'm excited.
This actually ties back around to a specific Get Baked-oven for me, because the other day I had smoked pot and I was listening to classical 98.1 FM radio, and this triumphant song came on. This is Mahler's Symphony No. 1 in D major, Titan. And here is Maren Alsup conducting the National Youth Orchestra of the United States.
And they're all wearing red pants.
Yeah, here we go.
How festive.
They should have got Jamie Lee Curtis to play her.
Wow, look at those talented children.
So that was what I was driving around listening to, and the sun was shining, and I was having just this triumphant experience. But what do you think of Maren Alsup in action?
Absolutely, so, and I think they did the poor casting choice in that movie. Tar.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Jamie Lee Curtis would have made a better casting choice.
You just think that because Jamie Lee Curtis has short hair, too.
You're right here from the film buffs, stoner chicks.
Well, in any case, that was my Get Baked-oven. I hope that you go and listen to more female conductors and to Nina Lee play cello with the Brentano Quartet. I didn't have time to stick it in here. I mean, but there's also this wonderful woman, Gretchen Yanover, who's a Seattle cellist who plays cello where she...
That's on fire?
Electric cello. Oh. No, it's electric cello, and she loops herself over her. She creates loops on her electric cello.
I love that shit.
Ooh. Actually, maybe, should I play just a tiny bit of her?
Just, yeah, let's do a little bit. I want to see that.
Steph wants to see that. And then we're going to go off on a Jamie Lee Curtis tangent.
Well,
again.
I might make a different casting choice.
Right. Yeah, look for the casting.
For the record, I would love to see a movie with Jamie Lee Curtis playing a conductor.
Would too. That's who should have played Maestro.
Oh, Richard Dreyfuss's character?
No.
Yeah. Oh, no, Mr.
Rollins. Bradley Cooper's character.
Oh.
In Maestro.
I didn't see it or hear of it.
Okay, here we go. Here's Gretchen Yanover, Suddenly I Felt Joy.
That's beautiful.
So fun.
There you go.
Yay. Oh.
Gorgeous.
So yeah, that is that. And happy Get Baked-oven to everyone.
Thank you.
And that is the end. That's the end of our episode.
That is the end of our episode. I hope that everyone really enjoyed it and that they are ready for the outro that I'm about to do at any second, because the episode is definitely over
and done.
Episode.
There's nothing.
We're finished with the episode.
Hold on. I got something to say. It's time for a 60-second bong box.
60-second bong box.
60-second bong box.
Oh, man, I'm stoned. I'm not going to hit my bong.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds fine.
This is just a little, this is just a report from a fungi.
All right, you just, I'll get my timer up.
This can be the 60-second mush box.
Allegedly. And when you guys kept reminding me I was doing 60-second bong box, I didn't realize you were probably reminding me so that I would have my bong ready. No, yes. But
oh, I don't know.
But I didn't even think about that.
That's okay.
And here
we are. I want to hear what you have to say. Yeah, here we go.
Get the timer set and do it, mushy.
I think this is going to be the messiest 60-second bong box I'll ever do. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, I've gone through several iterations of what I want to talk about. First, I was like, am I going to rant about reproductive rights? No, I don't think I can even face those horrors in this present moment. Like, I'm that horrified.
Have you started your time?
Yes, I have. I have 42 seconds left. But what I think that then I was going to talk about how I didn't want, I don't, I don't like how influencer culture and reality TV has merged. I think that's so fucking annoying. And you've probably heard me rant about that already.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just annoyed at living in the information age. Like, I'm annoyed about how many apps I have to use every day and how they interact and how I was on the phone for an hour with Stripe earlier because Stripe is connected to Patreon, which is connected to Spotify for podcasters. I don't like technology. I want to live in the woods.
Is that time?
Yeah.
Yay!
Come on down to 420 Dead Toad Road where we live in the woods.
We all agree with what you said.
Kayla, I think that was the best 60-second bong box we've ever had.
Well, I could definitely say it was definitely the best mushy bong box we've ever had.
Allegedly.
And on with that, it is the end of the episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, you're welcome. And thank you for enjoying it. And you know what you should do? You should rate and review it on Apple or Spotify. If you review us on Apple, we just might probably will read your 5-star review out loud on the pod. You also can just go to our website, stonerchickspodcast.com. That is where you can find links to shows like our 418 show at the hereafter in Seattle. Going to be so fun. You can find out about our email list, find out about it, sign up for it. You can buy merch like hats and mugs and maybe pasties one day. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not sure. As we said earlier, you can go to Patreon. That's how you can show us the most love, is joining our Patreon. We have so much cool content there, including monthly smoke seshes. You should definitely go to patreon.com/stonerchicks. That's how you can help us out the most and get so much awesome content that we've made. I always call it content. I feel like that sounds a little unfamiliar, but you can also just keep listening to this every week. Hey, Kayla, what do stoner chicks always say?
I really believe at some point in life, I will be ready to go live on 420 Dead Toad Road and just leave it all behind.
Yes.
We'll pack our trumpamophones and our sex puppets.
And we're gonna smoke our weed.
Smoke your weed, everybody.
Stoner Chicks podcast is hosted by me, Grace Penzel, Stephanie Thompson, Kayla Teal, and Phoebe Richards. The show is edited by German at Your Podcast Editor, and the theme music is composed by Jessica Damari. Email us your high thoughts at stonerchickspodcast@gmail.com or send us snail mail at P.O. Box 80586, Seattle, Washington 98108. Please follow us on social media at Stoner Chicks Podcast on Instagram or Broccoli Broads on TikTok.